Hey, JP here. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about creating life-changing value, how one of our properties that we bought, one of our first large deals that we did, has gone on to not only triple, but possibly quadruple in value over a short period of time. Stay tuned. Well, hello, Matt.
JP, how are you?
We meet again.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. Yourself?
Doing great, doing great. I'm talking to you from my empty house, so sorry if there's any echo. I've been in this weird state of perpetual move for, I think, 6 weeks now.
It's been a while.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
I'm living the Money Pit movie. And by the way, for any of these kids that haven't watched the Money Pit with Tom Hanks, you got to watch it. I think it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
It holds.
Talk about real estate, right?
It holds true to today. The running joke of that movie is 2 weeks. So anytime someone tells you 2 weeks, that's where the gag comes from. Basically, like construction. Oh, we've done it 2 weeks. 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. Oh, two more weeks, right? And it keeps going on and on. I'm living the Money Pit. So Matt, I figured, you know, in this episode, why don't we talk about, like, I mean, if you step back and look at it, we'll call it the life-changing aspects of what could be done with a partner investing, right? Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think about that?
Sure, let's do it.
So some context, some framework here. When Matt and I met, and as of yesterday night, I realized Matt has a new term of affection. It's no longer my business wife. You're now my business husband. When Matt and I got involved together, when we decided to partner up, you know, we went after a couple of smaller apartment complexes together, and there wasn't anything extraordinary, you know, smaller properties, and that was fine. Things really changed when we met our mentor, back in 2019. And he kind of helped expand our vision. Matt was already onto this way before I was, but he was looking at bigger properties. I mean, one of our first deals that we looked at together was a portfolio of three properties. It was like, how many, 400 units?
425, right, I think, right. It was.
In Tallahassee, Florida. But
yeah,
but
fresh out of school, and we go right out of that,
yeah,
to get into that. So
so that was fun. But like when we kind of came together, we kind of formulated a new plan, and our decision was to go after an amazing property, portfolio properties, in your backyard, Matt, in Cleveland, Ohio, right, city of Akron, Ohio. And we bought these properties in the grand scheme of things, we'll call it a song, right? Mm-hmm. And we've been able to do extraordinary things. And by we, I mean Matt and his ability to roll up the sleeves and take care of a lot of the operational things has really been incredible. So we bought this property. What was the price when we bought it?
16.7 sticks in my head. It was 16 something.
16.7, I think is what it was. $16.7 million. And this was 278 apartment units. And what I, when you showed me this deal, I remember looking at the brochure for it, the offering memorandum, as it's called in the industry here, the OM. And I remember looking at it, it was like an aerial view, and across the street was, a place called the Van Aken District. And it's $100 million mixed use TOD. If you don't know what TOD is, you shouldn't, because no one knows what TOD is. TOD is a transit-oriented development. It's an acronym that just basically says mixed use, meaning there's homes on top, or apartments on top, and then retail on the bottom. If you go to any new shopping district today, that's usually what you see. You see mixed use. And the TOD means that there's like some kind of mass transit there, right? So there's like a light rail train,
yeah,
depot that goes right through there, right? And so it's a very attractive place to live, is the point I'm trying to make here. And that was like a really big thing for me, because I'm like, wow, but you know, if we can be right next to that, I feel like that's a big magnet for people wanting to live there, right? And Matt, what's the background on that area?
Yeah, so there, I mean, there's all, well, actually the background is, at one point, like this is 20s, 30s, it actually was one of, or the most affluent suburb in the country. And that's because Carnegie, Rockefeller, you know, they all had their businesses. They all lived there. There's still beautiful mansions there. There's all kinds of beautiful real estate in Shaker Heights.
Yep.
So, but it's a very, very traditional area as well. So Van Aken District has a modern mix to it, yeah, right? So it looks like a newer development, you know, modern elements. And actually right now, as we speak, they are also building, I think it's like 200, 240 units, literally right across the street from Van Aken District. Again, all glass, very, very modern. And like JP was saying, it's only going to make that area that much more desirable. This is the place that everybody wants to be, and we're right there too. Yeah, so
that's right. So it's just an attractive place that all the cool kids want to move to. And so, you know, we bought this property for $16.7 million, which roughly works out to be, we'll call it $65,000 per door, per unit. Per door per unit is used interchangeably. And our vision was to, you know, kind of, these buildings were glorious at one point in time. These are, imagine, you know, brick buildings ranging anywhere from two stories to six or so.
Yeah, I think about six. Yeah.
You know, think if you thought of like an apartment complex, like back in the day, this is what this is. So brick buildings are kind of monolithic and they're really attractive, but they had the former glory to them. So the idea was, let's restore that former glory, right? I know in one of the main, the flagship building, formerly known as the Aristocrat, there, when you walk into the lobby, there is marble floor. There were marble window sills in, I think, all of the units, right?
Yeah.
Ceramic tile, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but it sort of has a resurgence today, and ceramic tile in all the bathrooms, and some of them are very colorful, right? It's yellow and black. There was pink and blue.
Yeah, there's pinks and blues and like kind of like an aqua, yes, aqua and orange-ish.
Right. And even like built-in toilet paper holders or magazine racks, I believe, in some of the bathrooms, right? So kind of really cool place. And our idea was, you know, we don't want to rip everything out. Number one, it's expensive. And number two, there's no reason to do that. Like, why not just give a kind of a slight modern twist on these older apartment complexes? And so that's what we did. Matt worked, brought on a great team of designers. What are their names? I haven't worked with them in years. So,
So we actually switched from them to the ROI people.
We moved over to Chelsea.
Yeah. So if you're looking for any great design work, ROI by design is fantastic.
Yeah. But we had some great girls in the beginning. You know, Chelsea and her team at ROI, they're awesome. But they had an idea for, you know, just modern touches into these older apartments. And we've done that. It took 2 years, 2.5 years, right, to kind of finish a good chunk of the renovations. And then what was the total amount we spent so far? I want to say it was like $2.8, $3 million or so.
Yeah, it was less than three. I think it was closer to about 2.5, something like that.
Yep.
You know, across all the buildings. Yep. And we replaced roofs. We did, you know, common areas and obviously many, many, many homes. I think we updated probably, I want to say the number was probably about 220 of all the homes have all been updated. New flooring, new paint, new appliances, some new cabinets if they needed it.
Yep.
So
yeah,
a lot of work.
So you know, for those of you that are new, the point of value add apartment investing is to, as the name implies, add value. How do you add value? Well, the goal is to try to increase the revenue. And how do you increase revenue? Well, you attempt to make it a nicer place to live. And a lot of times it's purely cosmetic. Oftentimes it could be operational. You just bad marketing efforts, disorganized team that runs the property, or maybe poor service. Maybe they're just overwhelmed. They don't have enough people in there. You know, a lot of things we run into when we look at deals is, or we talk with the people that partner in, you know, one of the things they want to do is cut the payroll, cut the staff. You know, our opinion is like, you need the people. They run the property, and people that live there, they want to be served. You can't serve them if no one's working there. So that's sort of a self-deflating impact that kind of happens. And so over the course of about 2.5 years, 3 years, we finished this renovation plan, did $3 million worth of investments in the property. And then the goal was to get out of a very high interest rate, floating rate loan that we had with the bank. And a lot of times these loans, they're often used because of two things. One, you're able to buy a property that is not considered stabilized. Meaning it's not at a 90% occupancy. It's not done. So you can buy these in-process properties, and they'll even finance sometimes up to 100% all of the renovation money as part of the deal. You pay interest on that as you draw it down. So for us, it was attractive because it meant we didn't have to raise that $3 million from investors. And that helps the overall returns. And so we bought this property for, you know, $16.7 million, added $3 million of cost to that. So all that, $19.5 million all in cost, you know, plus some closing costs, things like that. And then in April, we completed a refinance with a new bank, with a local bank there. And I know, Matt, you work with the appraisals there. What did the appraised value come back at? When we got the
It was about $31
million or so. $31 million. So yeah. So we added $10 million of value.
Yep. Yeah. Just over, just, you know, that it's probably closer to 12. I mean, just to be precise, but
sure.
You know, it was $2 million, right?
Amongst friends, right?
Yeah.
But that's incredible. And I think for us, because we're so day to day and head down, nose to the grindstone in the business here, that we kind of lose sight for, you know, the everyday person, you know, realizing what has been done. That's kind of a big deal, being able to almost double the value, or create $10 million, $12 million of value in the apartment complex. It's phenomenal. And I think it's one of the reasons why doing or implementing value add business plans and strategies in apartment housing is a phenomenal way to create value, generate profits, and create wealth for investors, and also like improving the quality of life that people live there. You know, let's not forget about that. That's sort of a big deal. You know, place that was there before, it's gone. Meaning the management of the property, the lack of service that was there, it was very, very heavily neglected. We noticed. And so the people that live there, Matt, you interface with them, you talk with them. I'm sure you could share a story or two of someone that kind of, you know, hey, Mr. Matt, right? Thank you for doing what you said you would do.
When we first took over, you know, we, of course, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And, you know, the story was, yeah, we've heard it all before. We've been through so many different owners and nobody ever does anything. Nothing ever happens. Yeah. This is broken. That's broken. You know, what are you going to do about this? And, you know, quite honestly, people were, and rightfully so, were really, really irritated, really pissed, you know, when we took over. And again, they've heard all of this before. We're saying we're going to change this. We're going to change everything. And, you know, a few years later, I can remember one guy that I met one of the very first days. He actually came in. We were doing a training there, and he came in very, very upset. I'm not sure if you remember this, Nate, when he came in. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what his complaint was.
Was that the guy with the box that was stolen?
I think that's what it was. Yeah, yeah. So Nate is a great guy, but I just had to sit down with him, I don't know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, yeah. And he said, yeah, you know, you guys did exactly what you said you were going to do. You know, the hallways look great. The buildings look great. You know, so he was really, really appreciative. And now, you know, it's a really, really desirable place to live.
Yeah.
Right. So,
it's
and then everything else that's happening around there, the area is even getting better. So, you know, it's good all around.
Yeah. You know, an interesting thing that happened along the way here, as we kind of wrap up this call here, is, did you find out if the other property closed?
The one around the corner?
Yeah.
I haven't yet, but it probably will be in the next 2 weeks or so, I would think.
Through this process, we learned that there was a competitor of ours, older property like ours, and we bought our property. They were the benchmark for us because they showed that, look, if you...
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the other one. Yeah, that did close.
Yeah,
that did close.
So like this was a competitive property. It was built in the 70s, but they did the same thing that we did. They took older building, renovated the interior, put all new kitchens in, and they raised the rent, right? While we still haven't reached the level of rent target that they have reached, so there's more room for us, they sold the property a couple months ago. And what was remarkable about it was they sold it at a price of approximately how much per unit?
I think it was like 220 per unit.
220,000 per unit.
Yes.
Now, to keep, again, perspective, we bought ours for $66,000 or so.
Yeah.
Change. And then all in with construction costs, what are we in? 70, yeah, 80 grand?
70.
Right?
Yeah, so 70-ish.
70, 80 to 220 is incredible. And I know, you know, kind of being open and honest here, we have not been able to be in a position to make distributions to our investors just because of all the economics through COVID, all of the things that have we've run into in acquiring this property. We know the silver lining is the fact that, number one, we already see the increased value from the appraiser, which is great. And number two, we're seeing more proof in the marketplace by having a direct competitor of ours sell for almost four times more than our value is going in. Mm-hmm. So we know that when all is said and done and we're done with this property in the next few years, Our investors are going to be very, very happy for sticking with us and taking the risk and working with us among our earlier deals. Any parting comments on that, Matt?
No, it's been a journey. We joke all the time how much whiter I am, and I actually noticed you're starting to get a little gray there on the chin too.
It's always been there. It's a little longer today. That's why it's more prominent.
So it's more glaring.
Yes, it is.
I'm
starting to get white chest here. So that's
I found some of my arms. Some of my arms are getting.
Yeah, there was like white. One or two that popped up. It's kind of weird. the one in the chest really threw me off. Well, I guess that's our parting words is white hair.
Yes.
On our bodies. Hey, Matt, good to connect with you today. This has been fun. And I guess to sum it up, we have created kind of life-changing value for our investors and ourselves here. And our plan is to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Come hell or high water. All right, Matt, good talking with you, buddy.
See ya.
I'll see you next time. Hey, this is JP. If you enjoyed this show, go ahead and subscribe to our channel so that you can get notified when more and more of our content gets released. Thanks.